CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here because there is positive information about Boca Chica and the next Starship Super Heavy test. I don't go too far with that word positive, Bob. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. First, I must, once again, I forgot to do this earlier this week, but I have to thank your listeners once again for their really generous donations to my website during the February fundraiser. They always surprise me. They don't have to give me a dime if they do, and so I really thank your listeners very strongly for that. Yes, we have maybe positive news having to do with Starship Super Heavy and the third test launch of this this gigantic rocket that SpaceX is attempting to build. SpaceX announced this week an update on its Starship webpage, which outlined the plans for that third orbital launch. There'll be slight some changes from the previous one. And it said they're aiming for a March 14th launch date. They did mention that they're still pending regulatory approval, so the FAA has not issued the approval yet. But they outlined the mission. They talk about how it's not going to land northeast of Hawaii. They're going to shorten the orbit and land it in the Indian Ocean. They're going to actually do some additional relight of the Raptor engine while on coast in orbit. That's probably to bring it down sooner, but it's also to test the engine to see if it can relight in, turn it on again in weightlessness in orbit. The key here is that regulatory approval, and the reason this update came out now, I think SpaceX is doing what it does very diplomatically. It's applying pressure on the bureaucrats of the FAA to get the paperwork done. By announcing publicly a launch date, which everyone in the country really wants, pretty much everybody, it puts pressure on the FAA to get their paperwork filled out and to say okay. And so what that tells us is if the launch date, March 14th, doesn't happen, SpaceX is basically telling us that it's going to happen shortly thereafter, that the FAA is now going to feel compelled to say yes. And SpaceX is pretty much telling us that the FAA is pretty close to saying yes. So we're looking for a next launch of Starship Super Heavy in the next week or so, next 2 or 3 weeks at the most.
Detail, Bob, back in the old days, they used to fuss about the weather. Does that bother SpaceX?
Absolutely, yes. Weather could affect this, absolutely. I don't know the seasonal situation at Boca Chica. I would imagine this is a very good time to go. It's not hurricane season, and that is on the Gulf. So weather is probably not going to be a factor, but it can be. But I think the most significant issue here isn't weather. It's bureaucrats and red tape.
675 Starlink terminals. That's a couple of trucks. What happened?
There is a man in New Jersey who was arrested in early December. He was caught driving a vehicle carrying more than 200 Starlink terminals, and they later charged him with trafficking almost 675 Starlink terminals illegally using stolen credit cards and hacked Starlink billing accounts. This story is interesting. They're trying to figure out how he got so many terminals. This is SpaceX trying to figure this out. But this story ties into the recent stories have reported about the Russians possibly using illegal Starlink terminals, as well as in Botswana, the illegal selling of terminals to people in the country that doesn't yet allow Starlink to operate. And so there appears to be maybe an issue where some are getting a hold of terminals somehow and managing to use them. SpaceX says no. As soon as they see it's illegal, they shut it down. We're going to have to see. There may be a problem here. Two Democrats in Congress have written a letter to SpaceX on this thing, asking SpaceX to please explain what they're doing to prevent Russia from getting use of Starlink terminals. And this letter demands answers to a bunch of questions by March 20th from SpaceX, and it clearly says to SpaceX, we, at least the Democrats in Congress, say we are going to take action if you don't fix this problem. And there does seem to be a problem there, John.
Bob, detail. Again, we did this before. They know that I'm using it right now, right? They can tell.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what SpaceX says. They says if a terminal's being used illegally, it doesn't match up with the customer, they shut it down right away. They can tell. They have GPS to tell it's not in the location it's supposed to be. So there's a lot of safeguards put in.
Also, they can hear us. I mean, Bob, we're a direct link to the satellite. That's open.
So, and SpaceX has said this, so the Democratic demand for knowing what the guardrails and policies are, I think SpaceX is going to be able to answer that. It's in the company's interest to prevent this from happening, so they're taking action to do that. In the case of the Ukraine, we've got a war going on, so if the Russians grab a terminal and use it in its proper location, they can probably get away with it for a period of time until SpaceX realizes it's no longer in Ukraine territory. But generally involved, it's an issue that SpaceX has got to deal with now. That's pretty much what this is telling us.
Well, I'm just thinking if somebody's running a bookie parlor in Botswana, they can hear it. They'll know.
As soon as that Starlink terminal is out of its original customer's location, their home or their business, they know it. The satellites tell them it's not in the right location. If it's not in the right location, they've got software, they say, that'll shut it down immediately. So I'm not sure how anyone's operating outside of their supposed place. In the case of Russia, the Russians might grab a terminal when they grab territory, and they don't move the terminal, they just use it. And that's a little more difficult for SpaceX to fix, but either way, this is an issue that they're dealing with.
We have a sexual discrimination case. Didn't we have a woman sue them before? I don't remember.
Yeah, they've had several court suits before, but a lot of those had to do with a lot of people on the left don't like Elon Musk, and so they're going after him, and the people in the Biden administration don't like Musk, and they're going after him. But in this case, I'm not sure what this sexual case is a little different, this discrimination case. The woman who sued claims that she had a sexual affair with a married manager that led to a pregnancy. Her actions in this, she's involved, so, she made choices. But he then offered to pay her $100,000 for an abortion. She refused. And then, according to her, SpaceX worked with him to hide the story, to try to keep it quiet, and allowed him to leave with significant money to get out of the way. And so she's suing because the company was working with this guy in this manner. And if this story has some truth, this could be a problem, SpaceX. We don't know yet. It might be frivolous, but we're going to have to wait and see. It's one lawsuit that I'm not sure what the strength of it is or not.
If it's Booth Tarkington's story, it has a tragic end. So let's hope for the better for everybody. A budget bill is worrying about what? A learning period? What is this to do with space?
It's everything to do with space. Back in 2004, Congress passed a law called the Commercial Space Act Amendments Act. I think that was the name. But that law included what they called a learning period, in which the FAA would not be allowed to apply heavy regulation or any real serious regulation to new rocket companies, new space companies, doing commercial private tourism missions. And they were thinking of Virgin Galactic at the time. For a period of about 8 years. This is in 2004. That learning period to limit regulation on new space businesses has been extended multiple times since then. It was going to expire like today. Congress has been trying to work out a way to get it extended again. They did pass the bills they just passed that have to be signed by Biden, did extend that learning period again for a period of 2 months till May 11th, supposedly so that Congress can write a new Commercial Space Act to cover this issue. I personally don't think this matters much anymore. FAA is no longer really treating the time period here as a learning period. The way they're regulating seriously, heavily regulating SpaceX and other new companies, they're basically not true. They're treating now all launches as airline flights. And if anything goes wrong, even if it's a prototype test launch, they treat it as a mishap that requires a heavy investigation and therefore time. And that's what's been going on with SpaceX. There's indications it's happening in other places as well, explaining why there's been a real slowdown in new rocket launches in the United States by new companies in the last year. I'm really seeing that. And so I don't think this lending period matters much anymore. I think right now the situation is such, unless there's a serious change in leadership in Washington entirely, I really think right now the existing companies with lots of money and power are going to survive. They'll deal with the regulatory framework, but it's going to get increasingly difficult for new companies to get started.
All right, you're naming the companies you're now addressing, Tenacity, Astra, Saxavor. Are they all struggling?
Well, Saxavor is not in the U.S. Let's go to Sierra Space. Is I would already consider an established company. It's already here. It's just now confirmed that its Tenacity Dream Chaser spacecraft, that mini cargo shuttle to go to ISS, has successfully completed vibration testing. Now, that testing ended a month ago, and NASA press release then indicated it was successful. Sierra Space has now confirmed that. But they were supposed to, in the past month, be doing environmental testing. This is where you put it in a vacuum changer to see if it can survive in space. And they didn't even tell us anything about how the environmental testing went. And in fact, they haven't even started that yet. They hope to launch Tenacity to ISS on its first cargo flight in April. I don't think April's going to happen now because they still have to do the environmental testing, and we're into March. So that's what this tells me is reading between the lines, the April launch is probably delayed. Now, you mentioned Astra. Astra is one of those new startup rocket companies. It actually had a rocket that made orbit one or two times, but it was too small. It had problems technically. So the company abandoned it and said it was going to develop a bigger rocket. Well, that company has been facing bankruptcy. They ran out of money. And so these two founders of the company offered to buy the company and take it private once again. It had actually become a publicly traded stock a few years ago with investment capital, but it's run out of that capital. And so the owners offered to buy it. They initially offered $1.50 a share. What's happened now is the board has agreed to the deal, but only at the price of 50 cents a share, which indicates the value of the company continues to decline. So that company is going to go private. Whether it can come back to life is really a question mark. The issue of regulatory concerns is in fact a other management issues are a factor. Its own assets and amount of cash it has available is a factor. So we're going to have to see where it goes. But, you know, freedom is wonderful. It allows great creativity and competition and achievement for everyone, but it also carries risk that we all have to face. Astra might be illustrating the risk. Also, not all gambles work.
Also, Bob, we have seen the story where somebody comes in and buys everything and turns it around.
Yes, that's correct. You're remembering Firefly, which was bankrupt, went to bankruptcy proceedings to auction off the equipment. A billionaire bought it all, and the company now is a strong, successful company. So, yes, it could turn around.
Saxavor.
Yes, Saxavor. Saxavor is not a company. Saxavor is one of the two spaceports that private entities are trying to build in Scotland. Saxavor is on the Shetland Islands. They have been trying for almost more than a year and a half to get their launch permits approved so that launches can begin. They actually had to shut down construction because they weren't getting the permit. They were wasting cash. So two stories about Saxavor. First, the Civil Aviation Authority in the UK has finally issued a spaceport license to Saxavor. Whoopee! That means launches are going to happen. No, launches are not going to happen because they haven't issued a range permit yet. And there's other local authorities that have to finish giving permits as well. And they haven't issued any launch permits to any companies yet. The company that wants to launch first there is a German company, Rocket Factory Augsburg, and they hope to do a launch later this year, but we'll have to wait and see. So I don't know if a launch is going to happen later this year, but I can tell you the UK government appears to be feeling guilty about the red tape delays they've subjected Saxavor to, because they announced they're going to invest £10 million in Saxavor directly. They're going to invest money in the place. I suspect this money is to pay for the delays and the costs. This is going to allow Saxavor to resume construction because it ran out of funds when the delays occurred. But so we're looking at possibly a spaceport finally happening in the UK, John.
And now an Irish spaceport. Where?
In Ireland. There's another one. This is a private company in Ireland has announced an investment capital round to raise £5 million to establish a spaceport in Ireland in 2027. I think the spaceport will be located on the southern coast of Ireland. could be aimed at doing polar launches going due south. Whether they can make this happen or not is still unknown. It's only in the initial stages. But I do wonder if Ireland's bureaucracy will be easier to work with than Great Britain's. That's where the competition comes in.
You know, Bob, spaceports, there must be some monetizing twist here we haven't seen yet. Tourism or hotels, like a golf course. You know, you can build a lot of housing around a golf course and sell it because of the attraction. I'm wondering if it's...
You're absolutely right. I mean, think about SpaceX. They're already thinking of putting in their own mall and restaurant next to Boca Chica to make money. And that applies to all these places. One of the permits that Saxford is trying to get right now is the local authorities, how close they can allow their spectators to get. Right. Because that'll be a tourism thing. And so there's lots of money to be made here, not just simply in renting the space to rocket companies. And so that's why we're seeing this happen.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.